traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. You are in the Twilight Zone. It is the Twilight Zone. Let me explain here. Let me explain to you why you are in the Twilight Zone of the United States of America. Because I gave us a lot of thought. And I thought, how can we do this? How can we be in the Twilight Zone? What constitutes us being in the Twilight Zone? Here's what constitutes us being in the Twilight Zone. Having an enemy, like terrorism, and completely ignoring it. The Democrats in Congress are faced with a decision. In fact, everybody in Congress is faced with the decision. We can discuss and talk about the surveillance program that helps us fight terrorism, that helps us wiretap terrorists. We can talk about that. Or we can persecute people in baseball for using steroids. Or we can hold contempt of court charges for people in the Bush administration for the firing of the prosecutors, which happened months ago. What do they choose? They choose the two latter. Screw terrorism, screw helping that. We are going to do something a little more important to them, which is persecuting the people in baseball. That's more important to the Democrats in Congress than fighting terrorism. You are in the Twilight Zone, ladies and gentlemen. It literally, I'm honest to God, feels like I'm in the Twilight Zone. President Bush says that our, quote, our country is in more danger of an attack because of Congress's failure to expand a law granting the government authority to spy on foreign phone calls and emails that passed through the United States. The president and Dick Cheney met with Republican congressional leaders in the Oval Office to discuss the impasse with Congress. The president says lawmakers have left for a 12-day recess without acting on the law. It expires midnight Saturday, which, as of this recording, is only like an hour away. He said Congress should act quickly on the measure as soon as lawmakers return. But they don't. They don't. They will not. They have not. They've had the opportunity. The Senate passed this bill on Tuesday. Goes to the House, and the House whines and complains about how it grants immunity to phone companies, and it takes away the probable cause in the search warrant portion of the previous bill, and blah, 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 blah. And guess what? It expires in an hour, and in an hour, we will be more vulnerable to terrorism because of this bill not passing. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi maintains the congressional majority is simply trying to balance concerns about civil liberties against the government's spy powers and needs time to do it. We're talking about suspected terrorists here. Since when did civil liberties ever have anything to do with suspected terrorists? Since when did suspected terrorists have civil liberties? Since when do members of Al-Qaeda share the same rights that you and I do as American citizens? Never. Never have they had that, and never should they have that. That is why they try to kill us, because we have those rights. The last thing they want is to have those rights. They don't want them. That's why they're killing us. Yet we give them those rights. We give them those rights by saying, oh, we don't want to torture them. That would encourage them to torture us. Guess what? They're past torturing us. When they capture people over there that are us, when they capture Americans over there, they go right past torture to beheading and killing. They don't care about torture. They're past it. We are one step behind them when it comes to capturing people. It just, I don't know, it boils me. It boils my blood to see this kind of ignorance happening. Republicans insist there's no time to waste. Quote, the Democratic leaders ought to be held accountable for their inaction, House Republican leader John Boehner told reporters after the White House meeting. Behind both sides' rhetoric, the issue of what the governments can and cannot do is complicated by a quirk in the temporary eavesdropping law adopted by Congress last August. It allows the government to initiate wiretaps for up to 1 year against a wide range of targets. It also explicitly compels telecommunications companies to comply with the orders and protects them from civil lawsuits that may be filed against them for doing so. The whole idea here is that under the temporary law, excuse me, and under if we have no law, we can still wiretap. It just takes a lot of time because you have to go through the process of probable cause and obtaining a search warrant. And by that time, they may be past telephone communication. They may be face-to-face communication. They may be communicating over the internet some way. They might be using a different name. I mean, these terrorists are not idiots. They know how to work the system. They know how to, they change names, they change communication, they change phone numbers, they change all these things. They're not morons. They're not going to, you know, wave a flag out in, you know, Times Square saying, I'm a terrorist and I'm on the phone. That's why we need to at least level the playing field here. At least level the playing field. The terrorists don't have to worry about, you know, obtaining search warrants and probable cause if they want to do anything. We have to go through all this red tape and all this bureaucracy jargon in order to protect ourselves because we want to be aggressive. We actually want to be on the offense here. And instead, the Democrats want to put us on the defense. They want to say, let's just sit back and wait. Well, we've been doing that for the last 40 years, and we've been attacked continually, and it hasn't worked. We need to go on the offensive. That's the one thing we haven't tried. If all else fails, you try something that you haven't done before. We haven't done offensive, aggressor yet. We have not, and it seems to be working. Why hold back on it? Even if the law expires, the government can get an order from the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to compel their cooperation. That court was created 30 years ago for just such purpose, but McConnell, by the way, the McConnell guy is Director of National Intelligence, Mike McConnell. He rejects that opinion. He says the process of getting a court order ties intelligence agents up in red tape. Which it does. Let's be honest. And Nancy Pelosi is saying some honest-to-God, just downright absurd things about this. She has said things like, if the bill expires, it doesn't mean that surveillance will end. And she also goes on and says, well, if there's any national security problem, it's President Bush's fault because he's not extending the temporary law. She wants to extend the temporary law. She says, give us time to discuss it, give us time to debate it, and extend the temporary law. Let's rewind to September, back to September. Maybe it was July, end of July, August, September, whenever the hell it was. We had the whole slumber party for Iraq War where they all stood up and debated the Iraq War before Petraeus even gave his report. They debated the Iraq War. They'll gladly keep everyone up all night to discuss and debate something that they know will help their stance in the elections. But when it comes to something that really matters, something that really will protect us and keep us safe from harm, they go on a 12-day break without finishing it off. They could have held an overnight. They could have held an emergency session today. They could have held an overnight slumber party on Friday to Saturday or Thursday to Friday. They could have done that. But Nancy Pelosi rejected the vote on this, pushed it aside, and said, we're going to focus on steroids and we're going to focus on these contempt of court charges. Well, the Republicans said, this is ridiculous. We have a national security bill on the docket here. We have it available to discuss and to vote on, and we're not. How twisted is that? How twisted is that? They have the opportunity to vote on a bill that influences national security, and they wave it off. Goodbye. Just push you off to the side. And Nancy Pelosi gets her undies all in a bunch because she says President Bush should just extend the temporary bill. And then we wouldn't have to worry about this, and we could then vote on it later. The problem is, the only way Congress seems to function urgently is if you push them to be urgent. They don't seem to get much done in a timely manner. They can't seem to get much done in a reasonable itinerary. So what do you have to do? You have to push them. You have to say, this is urgent legislation, and if you don't get it passed, American lives will be lost. And I'm not going to extend the current legislation because that would give you time to diddy-daddle around and do nothing. That's what they would do. They would just push it off and push it off. Well, he can extend it for 3 more months. That would give us 3 more months to do what? Investigate baseball a little more? How about investigate Spygate, the Patriots? I mean, what is this? We have Congress getting entangled in all these sports controversies. For what? Instead of working on FISA legislation in the final days of congressional work before President's Day recess, by the way, they get a 12-day President's Day recess, while the rest of America, I get a 5-day weekend, the rest of America gets a day off, and somehow Congress wiggles into a 12-day recess. What kind of crap is that? Democratic House leadership scheduled a lengthy debate that culminated in a late afternoon vote on charges of contempt. They can schedule a lengthy debate and have contempt against White House aides Josh Bolton and former White House counsel Harriet Myers, but they can't seem to find time to have a lengthy debate and a vote on national security legislation. Of course, the GOP, leadership was so angered they walked out. And good for them. They should have walked out. It's ridiculous. And then we have Nancy Pelosi also saying, and I couldn't find the sound clip, I could just kick myself because I knew I could have found the sound clip. She basically came out and said that any national security gaffe that happens from here on out is President Bush's fault. Why? Oh, because he didn't extend the current legislation. She is already pointing fingers and already making something political that hasn't even happened yet. So that when it happens and she doesn't do that, you can go back to her quotes about it being Bush's fault. But she didn't say it when it happened, so she's not the insensitive bitch that she really is. It really all evens out. It really all evens out. It is, oh God, it is unbelievable. House Judiciary Committee Chairman John Conyers, a Michigan Democrat, joined Hoyer at a Capitol Hill news conference and said lawmakers were searching for common ground. We are wrestling with what, to me, is the key question of retroactive immunity for telephone companies that participated in Bush's warrantless domestic spying program, Conyers said. We have, I think, the beginnings of what could lead to positive resolution, Conyers said without elaboration. Then push off your meeting, push off your little sunbathing in Florida and your little 12-day recess to talk to constituents, and vote if you have almost or with common ground to pass something, pass it if it's so important. But the real thing they're opposed to in this whole bill is the immunity for phone companies, and they feel that they shouldn't get immunity, and they feel that we don't want to give them immunity for people who participated in this warrantless spying. You know why? It's because the phone companies actually care about our country. And I'm not saying Democrats don't, although at times it appears that they don't. They realize that this wiretapping was really helping us and protecting us. So they said, you know what, this is for a good cause, and we're gonna give, you know, our phone records up. We're not gonna fight this. We know you guys are doing good. Because hey, you can say everything you want about I don't want my phone being tapped. Well, guess what? If you're calling anybody in the United States, you're probably not going to get tapped. As long as you're not calling an Al-Qaeda cell over in Afghanistan, you're probably good. Because there's never been a reported incident of abuse of this power by the president or of the White House or this administration. As much as I know the left would just salivate over that, there has not been a single reported incident of that happening. So until it does, you have no argument. What are you going to say? I think that terrorists should have the right of privacy. That'd be ridiculous.